Hello, this is Erica.
Hi, Eric. It's Tina from Local Flush. How are you?
Oh, good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, right?
Yep.
We're almost there. Not that we're counting. You're actually a little closer than I am because you're on the East Coast, so it's later for you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yep, of course. So tell me what's going on. I know that you were speaking with Catherine yesterday, and you have an account with us, and then you have another account with another company, and you're maybe thinking about moving that other company over to our service?
Yeah. I mean, I'm eventually going to be phasing out the other one, Confident Home Remodelers, because I'm basically changing my business plan. And the other company had called me, and they had given me a really good spiel about that they can make a really nice website for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I'm listening.
That they're going to make a really nice website for me, and they gave me a pretty good price for it. So I went with them for that, and then they said they were going to do a lot of SEO for me. And not only am I not getting any phone calls or emails from customers, I'm not getting anybody calling or emailing me to sell me other products. And that's how you really know that it's working, because you know, even with your service, I get more solicitations for things than I have customers calling me. And I know that that's not your fault. There's nothing that you can do to stop that. But the fact that I'm not getting that for the glazed cellar doors means that whatever they're doing, they're just not doing it as good as you're doing it. And so I probably want to switch it over. And I'm not ready to discontinue the other service yet. That I'm paying, I can't even remember how much I'm paying you guys. What is it, $300 a month I'm paying you?
Yeah, exactly. It's $299 a month, to be exact.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how, what you're going to offer me for the glazed cellar doors, and how we're going to set it up and all that. So basically give me your best sales pitch. And then kind of go from there. And I'm going to have to terminate the other company and bring the website over to you for what you're doing also.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I can see, number one, one of the problems in the website that they built you is that they're promoting the same phone number that you're using for Confident Home Remodelers. And that becomes a duplicate information to the web crawlers that Google sends out, and it'll red flag the listing. So that's a big problem. Also,
Wait. So hold on. It's red flagging their listing?
Yeah. Anything that's considered inconsistent or duplicate information will red flag a listing. So when they put the site together, it would have been more beneficial for you to use a different phone number, because then it shows to Google as two different businesses and it doesn't conflict, right? But because there's the same phone number, and I don't know what address they use, but hopefully they didn't use the 3 Singly Lane, because
that is my only address.
Okay. So here's what happened is there's not even a verified Google listing for that business. So they built you a site, but when I put in Glazed Cellular Doors, Washington, New Jersey into the search engine, it doesn't even bring up a Google listing for you. It brings up a Google listing for another company called The Cellar Door, but it doesn't come to you. And so that's something that we would have to fix for you. How long have you been working with that other company?
They just built the website and they just started the SEO, I'm going to say about 2 months ago.
Okay, 2 months ago. Okay, so there's a chance that they can still get it verified, because industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. However, we're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 30 to 45 days. So they
they're a premier partner with Google also.
Okay. Are you sure?
That was like mission central to their sales pitch, and they're a much larger company than you, so they better be.
Okay. One thing I want you to do is I'm going to send you a link to my pricing page. On our pricing page, our Google Premier Partnership.
What was your name again?
My name's Tina.
And this number that you called, this is your cell phone, or this is your business, or what is this number?
No, the number that I'm calling you from, it's a VoIP phone number, voice over internet phone. So oftentimes Google will, you know, they'll match the areas that I'm calling, but I'll text you my direct line. I'm at the toll-free number, the same one you talked to Catherine on yesterday, but my extension is 777. So if you put in that 777, it'll ring.
Okay, so what is the phone number?
It's 877.
Right.
635-6225, and then extension 777.
Okay, so let's back up 1 second before we go any further.
Uh-huh.
So the issue with the phone number being the same, is there any way I can set up another phone number and then have it forward to the same physical phone?
Exactly. Yep, that's what I was going to suggest. We offer something that's called a call tracking number, where we would purchase a brand new 973 area code number. And when
I would probably pick an area code that's out where I live, like a 908 number.
Oh, okay. Let me put that in the notes just so I don't forget. For call tracking needs 908 area code.
Okay, so
that's number one. I would do that, and then that way it shows up as a separate business to Google. You're not conflicting. Now, what you could do with the address is you could use Google will reject what's called a PNB address or a post office box. So anything like a UPS store or mailboxes, et cetera, all of that would be rejected. But I've had business owners go to the extreme of using a friend or a relative or a colleague's address, because once the address is verified, it would be hidden on Google anyway. So
okay, now let me throw out an option for you.
Yes.
And you tell me if this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Singly Lane is a dead end road. There's 1, 2, and 3 Singly Lane. So
what
if I just say my business is located at 5 Singly Lane? Can I get away with that? Because if there is no 5 Singly Lane, it's a dead end street, and
yes,
it's never going to be extended because there's county parkland and past the end of the street. So
okay. So if it's an address that doesn't exist, I think number one, Google would probably already know that because of the, you know, the Google Maps and the little cars that they drive around, and they map up out everything. So they might already know that there's no 5 Singly Lane. But if it were to work, the way it would work is we would still have to send out a 5-digit PIN verification code using that address, 5 Singly Lane, and you'd have to make sure that somehow you retrieve it. So that might be a problem, because if the post office sees an address that doesn't exist, they're not going to automatically forward it to 3 Singly Lane. They might just send it back to Google, you know? So that's the only thing that where you might hit a hiccup there. So what about your billing address in Maywood? Would that work? Have you ever used that to verify business?
I no longer live there.
Oh, you don't live there anymore. Okay, so that wouldn't work. So you have a little bit of time to think about that, because you still want to cancel with the other company. So I wouldn't really, you know, worry about that too much now. Because when we set it up, as long as we get a different address, and like I said, sometimes people will even use a friend or a relative's address.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Glaze Cellar Door website reflects my new business plan. The Confident Home Remodelers website is the old business plan. So I don't necessarily need to keep them both up and running. So I have no problem with completely shutting down the old businesses. So that way the three singly lane will only reflect to the new one. It won't reflect to the old one anymore because the old one won't exist.
Okay.
But here's the only downside to that.
Yes.
I still have customers of mine. Are you in front of a computer right now?
I am. Yes, of course.
All right. If you go onto the Confident Home Remodelers website, you'll see a page. You'll see a page that tells people where to go. So I'm not willing to give that up. That's the problem. I still want to keep that other website up and running, even if I'm not doing SEO on it, because I have hundreds of past customers that only know me as ConfidentHomeRemodelers.com, and then when they go on there, it can't be inactive, is what I'm saying.
That makes sense. So I would double check with our verification department first and make sure that that would work. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to really have a verified Google listing anymore promoting that business, because that's not your new business plan. You want to promote the new business,
correct,
right? But the website is still going to be up there that somehow or another was associated with that address at some point in time. I don't think that that will matter, because what I think we would do when you do port over to us for the glazedcellulardoors.com is we would probably go in and modify the Google listing that we already have for Confident Home Remodelers, and then we would just go in there and update it with the new business information and put the new phone number on there. And if you need a new website, we would build a new website on your domain.
Hold on. You are not building a new website. I just spent.
You're going to keep that website.
$2,000 and an unbelievable amount of time to build that glazed cellar door website. That website is not coming down.
Is that company going to allow you to keep the website if you cancel with them, or do they have an
option?
Yes,
they're going to let it transfer over to your control.
Okay. So
if you look at the glazed cellar door website, at least in my opinion, everybody else who I've gotten an opinion from, everyone thinks it's a really good website. So, you can look at it and give me your opinion on it. And I paid them to have this thing structured so that the Google search engines will find it through all their meta, whatever, tagging and all that bullshit that a website is supposed to be easily found by Google based on how it's made. So I've already paid for that. Now, if you guys look at it and you tell me that there's a lot of deficiencies, I'm certainly willing to allow you to fix the deficiencies and maybe even pay you a little bit for that. But I'm certainly not paying for a new website after I spent $2,000.
That's a lot of money. I don't blame you.
And you can't even imagine how much time I spent building that website and going back and forth with edits and everything else. It was a really significant time commitment. So I'm not giving it up. So let me ask you, do you have the ability to look at how that website is structured and then see if there's anything that you want to change?
So the easiest way for me to answer that is to say yes and no, because we're considered off-site SEO, okay, which means that in order to get you on the first page of the search results, we will optimize the listings and then attach a website to the listing so that the website now gets the exposure that it needs to bring you clients, okay? So if a client
you guys don't build websites, or do you?
We do build websites, absolutely, but what I'm saying is if you said, like, oh, that company's going to give you guys, you know, the access that you can go in and you can work on it, we don't do that. We would build a brand new site, or we would promote the site that you have. But if that company gives you access to it and, you know that there's a revision or something that needs to be done, you know, even if it's something that our technicians tell you, you could probably go in and easily fix it. But we don't touch existing websites in any way, shape, or form. All we do is we optimize the listings. What you're
thinking of is a service. Hold on, back up one second. So what that means is that if I tell you I want to change something on the website, you won't do that either.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's a serious problem
because I'm constantly wanting to add pictures to the website and do things like that.
Yeah. So what I could suggest to you is if you get access to that domain and you've already spent a lot of time and energy on this site as it is we could probably have one of our technicians go in and mimic it and build one as close to this as possible. And then before we port it over to your domain, they would send you a copy of it so that you can, either approve it or disapprove it. And then
I'm constantly changing the website. I'm constantly adding pictures and doing things. And you're saying that you're not in the business of doing that.
Right. What you're thinking of, Eric, is an old service called on-site SEO. So that's where a company would go in and tinker around with the website and add meta tags and phrases in hopes that it would get better rankings on Google. The problem with that is it's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated where, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when Google first started, search results taking by storm and businesses tried to get up there, that's how they would do it. They would put blogs on their site. They would do meta tags, phrases, in hopes that, it's in line with the Google algorithms and analytics. So
and you're
again,
saying that's no longer the way things are done?
It's no longer the way things are done. Now, in order to get on the first page, you have to have the off-site SEO, which includes content creation to the listings, hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, updates, trusted citations, backlinks. So what our technicians are doing is, programming to the listings and not the website. But the reason, through confident home remodelers that you are getting good results is because we do have your website that's linked to it, right? So the website is now getting exposure to bring you those clients because it's linked to that, you see?
So that's what we do. So let me ask you this. If I hired another company that would then be able to, in the future, add the pictures to it and all that, then I would have the best of both worlds. I would have somebody who's able to change the website, and then I would have you doing the off-site SEO.
Right, or I can include one of our sites for you, and we would just mimic this one as close as possible.
No, that option is off the table.
Okay, you don't.
I'm absolutely not going to do that. And the reason is that when I say, I'm every other week emailing a picture and saying, I just did this job site, put this picture on, or I might decide to change something and they're changing. So even the Confident Home Remodelers website, I haven't been making changes lately to it because I'm focused on the new website, but I have a company, I can't remember the name of it. Skywax is the one that manages that. They only charge me $40 a month. And they're able to change the pictures and do all that stuff. So what you're saying is that I could basically give the hosting of this of the Glazed Cellar Door website to Skywax.
And it's
already been built in supposedly the fashion that Google will find it and all this stuff. And then I can hire you to do your off-site SEO.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why don't you, when you send me the email, why don't you send me the things that you do, which is what's included in the off-site SEO, services. And is there a fee for the, the call tracking number?
Typically, that's a $300 upsell to our existing clients, but since you already have, you know, a profile with us that's been upstanding for a year, I can put that in there for you at no additional cost. So you would be looking at the same pricing.
Usually, it's a one-time $300 cost.
Yeah, it's $300 usually to go in and get that call tracking, but I can include it for you. So for the new listing, you can see on the text that I sent you, the Platinum package now sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee, but I can absolutely honor the pricing that you had with your first profile. So we would do everything for a flat rate month to month of $299. The $99 setup fee would go on the first payment only, okay? And then call tracking number would be included.
Okay, so mm-hmm. What you're saying is the first thing I need to do is transfer the website over to Skywax,
mm-hmm.
and then hire you to do offsite SEO. You're going to give me a call tracking number, and then we have to resolve the issue with the address and how we're going to how we're going to handle that. Because you're saying even if I do all this, if the two websites have the same address, you think it's going to be a problem?
It definitely would conflict, because what happens is when someone's in your area and they type in one of your keywords, right? The minute they do that, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. And the cool thing about that is that if there's a conflicting address or a conflicting phone number or duplicate information, those web crawlers get confused and then they don't recommend you, and then that hurts your rankings. But what's good for you that I'm noticing is on the first website, which is confidenthomeremodelers.com, that address isn't published. At the bottom, you just have your name and phone number and the email address, but the actual address isn't published, right? So when I go to the one that forwards over, when I put, like, continue to Confident Home Remodelers, that one also doesn't have the address published on it. So I think it might be something that's doable to use that address, but here's where the problem comes in, is that we have a verified Google listing that's already under Confident Home Remodelers, right? So that's the part that, you know, it would be.
So what you would want to do is unverify that Google listing.
Not unverify it, but maybe, well, but you said you still want to have that so that it's pointing to the two, right?
No, listen. The only purpose of keeping Confident Home Remodelers up is so that my old customers could come in and see that I'm not out of this.
Okay.
That's I want to keep the URL open, even if it's costing me $40 a month with Skywax, because I'm basically holding that name. Listen, my legal name is Confident Home Remodelers, LLC. I'm not Glazed Cellar Doors, okay? So my bank account is Confident Home Remodelers. Everything is Confident Home Remodelers. You know, Glazed Cellar Door is like a trade name that I've picked, but that's essentially my new business plan. I'm doing all these cellar doors, and I've listened in the last year and a half. I've doubled my monthly income.
Okay.
I just a few months ago bought a huge house, so
okay.
I'm doing really well. I mean, this is not something that, hey, I'm gonna try it for a little bit and maybe I'll abandon it. I mean, this is it for me. I'm probably retiring on this business plan in a number of years, and I'm not going to have another business plan. But I still need to keep the URL Confident Home Remodelers. So is there any way to unverify business listing? That way, the only verified business listing will, the Three Singly Lane, will be the Glazed Cellar Doors.
Yep. Yep, we can do that. We can update the listing that we have that's verified with the new, the Glazed Cellular Doors, and then it would show up as the new business information on it. The only thing is, you'd have to be confident that you do want your other website to just be out there for the only purpose of your old customers accessing it. Because right now, let me just give you an idea. I'm going to go into the dashboard and look. Okay. So in the time that you've been with us, your company for the cellular has been found on the first page of Google 5,466 times, and you've had 850.
Oh, hold on. You're saying that the Confident Home Remodelers has been found 5,000 times.
Exactly. With 854 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Can you email me that report?
I'll email you the login to the dashboard. Then you can go in and you can see that in real time. So the cool thing about the dashboard is you can click on.
Can you compare like the last 6 months?
That's what I wanted to tell you. You can filter it 6 months, 3 months, 30 days. So let me just send you the login and then I'll go back.
When you look at it now, do you see that the volume is lower, the volume is higher? What do you see?
Okay, I just sent you the login so you have it. And then if I go back. And I will filter out just for the last 6 months. The last six months, it's been 2,293 times found with 373 Google actions. So what that means is if, let's say that someone types into Google one of your keywords, okay? The minute they hit enter, Google sends out those web crawlers, and then they find the best match for what's been searched for. So your company came up 2,293 times on the first page within the last 6 months, okay? The second thing Google tracks is the action, which is the second step someone takes to find you. Because let's say they see you on the first page and they never do anything about it. Maybe they call a different company, right? Google tracks that you were found. But when they click on it, Google will track, did they click on your website? Did they click to call you? What happened, right?
How about in the last month? Because about 2 or 3 months ago is when I switched my address. And I know that's causing a lag and different things. So what do you see in the last month?
173 times you were found with 43 Google actions. But one thing that's really kind of puzzling to me is for the last 30 days, most of the Google actions were clicks to the driving directions. Are you brick and mortar where people come to you? Do you have like a showroom or something?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so we should take that off. We should take off your address. So why would someone have to click for driving directions if you don't have a showroom? You know, that doesn't make sense. So,
right, but maybe they just want to see where I'm located.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. So I
don't think you should take that off because I want people to know where I'm located. I don't want people, especially since, listen, there's six Washingtons in New Jersey. So when they see that I'm in Washington, they're wondering which one, and they're probably clicking on it and to see where I am.
Okay. Yeah, so the dashboard is very interactive, Eric. I sent you the username and the password in your email so that you can go on there and look at it. So that would be my only trepidation if you took this same Google listing and got it unverified just so that we could verify it for the new business, is that now all of the tracking that you're getting that's porting to confidenthomeremodelers.com, all of that is going to be gone, because how in the world would that website ever get that type of exposure if it's not being found on Google, right? So that website becomes like a billboard out in the desert where, you know, people can't hire you from it unless they find you.
Right.
Perhaps that's what you want.
How do you recommend I resolve the address issue then?
I would say if you have a friend or a relative or a colleague close by that would let you use their address, all they have to use it for is so that they get that 5-digit code in the mail from Google. So, you know, you could tell them like, hey, Google's going to send you a 5-digit PIN code. Would you do me a favor and just set it aside when you get it? That typically takes 5 to 10 days. Once they get that 5-digit code and you submit it to us, we can verify the address with your new business and then hide the address on the profile. So just in case it's a buddy's home address, you know, that way.
But then when people look to see where I am, they won't be able to find where I, see where I am.
Well, you'll still get a map with the service area, and you'll still be showing up in, you know, for Washington, New Jersey and the surrounding areas, but you won't have a pin mark on the map. The pin mark shows the exact location.
Yeah, the other ones, there's just like a bubble. I really want the pin map.
Okay.
So, is there any way we can switch the Confident Home? I can switch the address of Confident Home Remodelers and have that going somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess you could. We could update that address. Yep, we could do that. But again, Google may want to send a new 5-digit code to the new address. But you know, we could do that, and then you could use 3 singly for the new business.
5-digit code to new address mm-hmm. of Confident Home Remodelers.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be necessary, but it might be. If the new address is pretty much local to where you are now, I think that we can just go in there and modify it, and Google's not going to have to do anything, right? But let's say that it's 30 minutes away or something, and it's kind of in a different service area. Google would want to protect you as a small business from a large corporation coming into that new area and trying to steal clients. So the only right. way you could get on the first page locally is to have an address. So in that scenario, they would probably send a 5-digit code just to kind of prove that you're a trusted business in the community. But if it's a new address that's, you know, pretty much close by where the Washington is, I don't think they're going to send it. I think it's only if it's a little distance away.
Okay. Because like I say, my entire business plan, my entire income is the new website. So
okay.
It's really important to have everything up to snuff with the new website, the address and everything and all that stuff. So, all right. So I need to call Skywax and talk to him about making the transition. So this whole thing is very annoying because, you know, I'm paying a lot per month to Digital Guider, and basically you're saying because the address is the same and the phone number is the same, everything is being duplicated and scrubbed out, and that's why I'm not getting contacts.
Exactly. Yeah, they should have known that they can't use the same, you know, the same
address. They do know. They're from India. They're from India, and all they care about is that I'm paying them, and they're hoping I don't figure this out. That's all they care about.
Okay.
So.
I'm on their website right now, and I see that they have a Google partnership badge, but they don't have a Premier banner on their badge. So the difference is anybody can get a Google partnership badge. All you have to do is spend $100 in Google pay-per-click ads, and you can get that. You could get that yourself. I could get it. Anyone could get a Google partnership badge. But in order to get the Premier partnership, that's that elite status with Google where there's only a handful of companies that have it. And what it means is that we have a support staff on site at Google. So usually if, you know, there's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines or anything like that, then usually those companies are not the ones that have the Premier partnership.
So what is their partnership that they have?
They just have a regular Google partnership badge on their site. If you go to their site, digitalguider.com, and you go all the way to the bottom, you'll see
yeah.
a Google badge, Amazon Ads Verified Partner, HubSpot. But if you click on the Google badge, it's a regular plain Google badge. It doesn't have the Premier banner at the left, which is what if you look at the link that I sent you, and I'll send it to you again in your email. On our site, we have our Google partnership badge, and it has a red
right.
banner at the left saying Premier. So that's right. That
but
status.
You don't have to sell me on your services because.
No, I know. Telling you because you told me that, you know, they're a premier partner too, and there's a lot of companies that will copy and paste a phony Google badge, and they'll call you and they'll promise you the moon and the stars and say that they have all these affiliations with Google when they don't, right? So that's just one thing I wanted to point out to you.
But you guys have done very well for me in terms of I've gotten the phone calls.
Thank you, Eric. That's great.
I've literally doubled my income.
I love it. That's awesome.
On Local Flash, I just moved in the end of July. I bought a 3.5-acre property. I got this huge ranch house on 3.5 acres, and it's gorgeous. I got a little barn in the back. We just built a chicken coop. I have a mountain behind me. I'm doing a hiking trail up the mountain. I'm literally full out. And across the street from me, I got farmland that's preserved farmland. So, I mean, I moved from a very urban area, and now I'm out in the country. And, you know, we have to watch out for bears, but, you know,
that's
and
so
my mailbox is a quarter mile from my front door.
So there's
a few little downsides, but, you know, the house I have, where did you say you're located?
We're in Southern California.
Okay, so I was living 10 miles from Manhattan. And
oh, wow.
I was renting a house on about a 75-by-100-foot piece of property. That was it.
Wow.
Now, and it was a two-family house. I didn't even have it to myself.
Yeah.
Now I have a whole my property is 250 feet by 800 feet. It's huge.
It sets back
100 feet from the road. I mean, I'm really in a great position. So you guys have been great for me. And I think I had originally talked to you guys, now that I'm remembering.
Yeah.
And you guys said you don't build a website. Because I originally approached you guys. I want a new website for the Glaze Cellador, and now that I'm remembering, I was told that you guys really don't do that. So, so basically, I paid for them to make a website, and I wasted a couple of months of their SEO services because everything is duplicate, and that's why I'm not.
You have a site that you love now, you know, so you got something out of it, which is good, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but we have been building sites. I've been with the company for 12 years. I came on board in 2011, and I can't even remember a time where we didn't have sites.
You don't provide the service that I want where I can email you every 2 weeks and say, put these pictures on the job site up. That's very important to me. I need to be able to constantly update the website and in that regard. So, That was why I didn't hire you guys for that because
So when you go on the dashboard and I sent you the login for it for your account that you have with us, there is a tab that says business info, and people that have websites with us that want to send us fresh before and afters every 2 weeks, they just go into the business info section of the site and they upload pictures to us as they get them. And then anything they send us goes on their website within 1 to 3 business days. So it's a little bit faster than sending it by email, right? Because in an email, it goes to someone's desk and then you have to wait for that.
Okay, so you do update the websites.
Oh, yeah, we do. But the websites that we build, not the ones that are built by someone else. That's why I was suggesting, you know, maybe take an open mind and just look at the different, we have, you know, 3 different platforms that we can build a new, like, custom site for you on. Take a look at it. If you think you like any one of those options, we could try to mimic it for you. And, of course, before it goes live, we would, you know, send it to you.
Why should I spend another $2,000 when I have the website already?
If you do that package for $299 monthly with the $99 setup fee, I can include the site for you. It wouldn't cost you extra to do it. Okay?
All right. So are you looking at the Glaze Cellador website? Do you see everything I have on there?
I see it. Yep. It has your picture. It has the, it actually has some of the same pictures that we have on your dashboard already, because I'm looking at your dashboard.
There's only a few of them that are duplicated, but most of them are different pictures.
Okay. So, yep. Yeah. So I'm looking at the site. So I'll send you a link to, the different options just so that you can look at it. And if you want to just, you know, the only thing it's going to do right now, if you keep your site, is it's just going to cost you $40 extra a month to have it hosted by the other people. So for you, it might be worth it to just keep it as it is, right? But if you want to save that extra $40, then no problem.
Let me ask you this. What if I decide I want to change the format of one of the pages, or I want to add another page? Is that something that you'll still do for me or not?
No, we stick within the templates that we have. So we, you know, let's say that someone's like, hey, I want a shopping basket and I want these different services on there and these different prices, and we can do payment integration. You know, if someone is going to, you know, hire you to install one of your products or even purchase one of your products, we can set up where they go in and they pay for it up front or give you a deposit through the site. That's no problem. But we don't do all of those, you know, like e-commerce sites where there's like a million different pages and all that.
Hold on one second. So you're saying that I can set up my website that a customer can give a credit card through the website.
Exactly. Yeah, it's called payment integration. So let me send you.
This is something that wasn't offered by Digital Guider.
It's called the custom web designs that we make. If you would have called us a year ago to get one, they were charging $2,500 upfront plus $49 a month for hosting. But now they're allowing us to include them with that platinum package, which is what you already have for the company.
So let me ask you this. If I ask Digital Guider to add that credit card thing and then we move the website over, you're okay with that?
You'd still have to move it over to the, what'd you say it was called, Skywax? You'd have to move it over to Skywax, because we won't take their website and then do any edits on it, whether it has a payment integration or not. But we could mimic it if you wanted us to do it and make it as close as possible to what you have and do the payment integration on it. So I'll send you.
When you say as close as possible, you're saying that you have your template. And how many pages are on the templates?
I think it's a maximum of 10. You can't go past 10 pages.
All right. I mean, I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to have a template that's matching what I have online and everything else.
I just sent you a sample to a payment integrated site for Morgan Electric. If you scroll all the way, never mind. This isn't the one that's payment. I'll get you another sample site with the payment integration and I'll send it to you later just so that you can see it. You can put on their debit or credit card, or if they use PayPal or, you know, whatever, however they want to pay you, you could put that on the site. But, I think we're kind of putting the cart before the horse, because you have a couple of
claims. The credit card issue is extremely important, because I've been trying to download a phone app to take credit cards. I've been having so many problems. I'm not a techie person. I had a company send me a device that takes credit cards. I'm not able to work it. I have a customer that literally wants to sign a $6,000 contract. I could have signed it a couple of weeks ago, but he's waiting for me to get credit card thing. And now if it turns out that Digital Guider could have offered that but never mentioned it to me, I'm going to be really mad.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just curious. Have you ever tried to get on the Square app?
What's the app you're calling?
Yeah, Square. Because back in the day when people were first able to like run their own credit card payments, you know, I remember getting an offer like, and you know, I don't run a business. I work here for Local Splash, but
are there any costs involved to it, to the merchant?
I don't know how it is now, but how it worked then was I downloaded their app. They sent me a free card reader that I would just like plug into my phone. And then when I wanted to take payment from somebody, I would just swipe their card. And, you know, it's been so many years since I used it because, like I said, I don't run a business, but it was kind of cool because back then they sent it to me, the little card reader, for free, and it didn't cost anything. Now, I don't know. I mean, some places are saying, like, oh, if you use a credit card, there's a, you know, little added fee because we get charged a fee. So I don't know how much they would charge, but
yeah.
You might want to go
on. In the last year, there's been a revolution in the credit card industry, and what's happening is every place is offering now something that is zero fee to the merchant, and what it does is that there's a built-in 3% that the customer has to pay, and what that does is that it wipes out the rewards fees, and that's been the problem for so many years with the rewards fees. And that's why customers want to give you the credit card, because they want the rewards fees. They think it's coming from the bank. If you polled 100 customers, 95 of them think that the bank is giving them the money. No, nobody realizes that it's coming from the merchant. They don't get it. They just know that they're getting money.
I see. Well, I just went on to their platform, and it says that they have zero monthly fees. They charge 2.6% per tap or swipe. So if they send you a card reader, you'd pay 2.6% plus 10 cents. A remote transaction, they charge 2.9%.
Yeah, I would never take that deal. I can't afford to lose 2.6% on a $5,000 order. I would never do that.
Yeah, and then people, they just build it into the end user, and then that's not fair either, you know? So I agree. I think that you would just, be better.
So this thing that you're saying, taking the credit card through the website, is there a fee associated with that?
No, you would just set it up, whatever type of payments that you want to accept, and then you would set it up with us that when people pay that way, where to forward the funds to. So we could do that for you if you want.
And there's no fee associated with that?
Not that I know of. I mean, if there is, they haven't told us, but I'll double check with Steve. He's the web development guy.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure, you know, before you sign up with the new company, that if there is a fee, that we disclose it. But I've never been told that there's a fee to do the payment integration, you know, and we're on the front end. So usually if there are any changes like that, they'll tell us first, you know, because we are the ones that have to explain our services to the clients, you know, so. So I'll definitely make sure.
All right. Let me give Skylax a call before they close.
Okay.
They're in camp, and they might be closing at 4 o'clock. So let me go, and, I'm definitely going to do something with you guys. So I'll be back in touch with you in a few days. If you need to call me, you can call me also.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put a note here that if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up sometime next week, okay?
Yeah, definitely follow up. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds perfect. You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.